We thank you, Lord, for bringing us again into your presence. Today is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. You have never seen a day like this. There will never be a day like this. So utilize today that the Lord has made you to witness. Begin to say, Father, I thank you for giving me a new day. Thank you for the breath I have. Thank you, Lord, for the plans and purpose you have in today. Lord, I jump right in and I give you praise. I give you praise because you are worthy. I jump right in to collect the blessings you have for me today. Lord, I come into your presence, Lord, with joy in my heart. I thank you for my life. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for being my shield and my buckler. I thank you because you are my burden lifter. You are my yoke destroyer. You lift my burdens for me. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your name. You reign in all of the earth. You are Jesus, the lamp that was worthy to be slain. Lord, you paid the price for me. Lord, you opened my gates and my doors. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh. I can depend on you. You are the dependable God. Let your name be exalted. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Jesus, you are my master. I give you all my praise. I pour my love on you. In the name of Jesus, I pour my heart to you. I tell you, Lord, you fill me up completely. You are the one who completes me. Lord, because of you, I am not consumed. I give you all of the glory. Please open your mouth and worship the Lord where you are. And try to put your volumes on mute. I beg you, there's a lot of distraction already going on. We're just coming in. Please put your volume on mute. Father, we thank you, Lord God Almighty. You are the joy giver. You are my peace. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. You are the one who lifts up my burden. I thank you, Jesus. I can count on you. Yes, Lord. You are reliable. You are my promise keeper. Because of you, Lord, I'm not consumed. Hey, I worship you, Jesus. I pour my heart on you. Jesus be magnified, oh God. Hey, my life, Jesus, be magnified. Today, Lord, be magnified. When praises go up, blessings are sure to come down. I want you to give God the praise he deserves. Thank him for who you are. Thank him for how far he has brought you. And thank him for the plans he has for you. He has not changed his mind concerning you. He has not changed his mind concerning your family. Come on, open your mouth and bless the Lord. Give him praise. Find a reason to bless the Lord. On behalf of everyone today, I am here to say thank you. Thank you for life. You are the healer of the mind. Lord, you turned away, Lord, the handwritings and the plots and plans of the enemy. Lord, you disgraced, Lord, the archers that have shot arrows to us. Lord, you preserved us, Lord. You shielded us. You are our glory. You are the lifter of our head, Lord. You continue loading us with benefits. You increase us from grace to grace and glory to glory. I don't know if you can see the goodness of God. I don't know if you know it is for you, but I decree and I declare over lives here today that the goodness of God will not elude you. The goodness of the Lord will not pass you by. You are a candidate for the Lord to bless. You are a candidate for recovery, for restoration. You are a candidate for good news. Yes, your head will not be bowed in shame. Yes, you will not be defeated. Yes, you will not be forgotten, neither will you be forsaken. Your God is more than able. Come on, open your mouth and say, Father, with my all, I bless you. I thank you. I am not serving a man-made God. You are the living word. You are the key that opens the treasures. You are the God that opens the door. Open my doors, Lord. Open the treasures, Lord, unto me. In the name of Jesus, open my heavens. Command me, Lord, to carry victory. Command victories to come for me. Command the things around me to shift, Lord. You carry all the power. You have all the power. Let things begin to move for me in the name of Jesus. house. Command the waters for me. Command the earth to yield forth its increase for me. Let my heaven split open. Let there be abundance of rain, Lord. Let there be multiple increase in my life, Lord. Lord, turn the tide of battle in my favor. Lord, give me laughter in the place of sadness, Lord. Give me dancing in the place of mourning. I refuse to weep all the days of my life. I refuse to struggle all the days of my life. Oh Lord, still the storms for me. Oh Lord, heal my mind and my body. My Father, my God, fill me up, oh God. I am tired, I'm overwhelmed. Fill me up till I overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are my joy giver. Give me joy. You are the source of joy. Give me joy. You are my source of strength. Give me strength, Lord. I will not die on the way to glory. I will not stop on the way to my honor. In the name of Jesus, I will not be uprooted. I will not be scattered. In the name of Jesus, the spell of darkness will not sit on my life. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the enemy will not rest on my family. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I put you, Lord, first. I place everything under you, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to rule and reign over the affairs of my life. Rule and reign, oh Lord, over the affairs of my life. Be it unto me according to your word. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says that Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. According to your word, be it unto me. Rekete kapalanka talabai. Embelinka bababai. Embelegedegedegedea. Be it unto me. Karabakatai. Emaniba bamba kateli katobarankataya. Embelika talabalabai. In the name of Jesus, let the promises of the Lord come unto you as he has said and he has decreed it. Let the written word for you come to pass. Every word the Lord has said over you and your household, let it come to pass. Open your mouth and say, be it unto me. Behold your maid servant, O Lord. Let it come according to your word for me. Let your promises come to pass for me. Let there be joy in my life. Let there be joy in my home. Be it unto me. Your word is yea and amen. Oh Lord, let there be a performance of your word today. Let there be a turning in my favor. Let me carry evidences and results, oh Lord. Let me carry my reward, my Father. Be it unto me according to your word. Your word has called me the head and not the tail. Ambalika lanka parante katai. Let my doors be open. Be it unto me. Let my children come up, Lord. Let sickness be far from me. Give me, Lord Jesus, the joy of my salvation. Give me peace in my home. Give me the marriage, oh God, I cry for. I don't know what the Lord has promised you, but say just like Mary in Luke chapter 1 verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her because she has said and came into agreement with the spoken words of God. There was going to become a performance. Let the angel that has come to this meeting this morning, this hour, this afternoon, let him take your agreement. Let him carry your prayer back to heaven and let there be a performance. As you say, be it unto me, the good you have said, I come into agreement. That is my portion, life and vitality, long life and joy, increase and abundance. I go up, oh Lord, this is what I desire. Be it unto me. The angels that have come will take record of every word you are saying and take it back to the Lord. The Bible says the angel departed after Mary came in agreement with the word of the Lord for her, and she conceived and bore Jesus. I don't want you to speak careless and empty words. The angel of the Lord is here right now in our midst. He will take the words you are saying back to the throne room of God. I decree and I declare that the words you speak become the words of life. Let there be life over death. Let there be healing over sickness. Open your mouth and say the word of the Lord. Be it unto me, health and vitality. Be it unto me, prosperity as you have said. Take me far. Let my ministry spread. Cause me to grow. Cause me to settle in marriage. Let there be no shame and calamity. I refuse to be disgraced. Let the powers that have chased me, let principalities and powers lose their grip and hold. Be it unto me, because who the Son of God has set free is free indeed. I am free from curses. I am free from enchantment. I am free from divination. I am free from setback. I am free from pitfalls and downfall. I will not be mad. No insanity in my bloodline. I will not lose my joy. I will not be a slave to sin. Be it unto me according to your word. Let the word of the Lord come to pass in my life. Oh Lord, straighten every crooked part in my life. Straighten every crooked part in my life. Straighten every crooked part in my life. Don't let me fall. Let me not end where others are ending. Oh Lord, I push through the bounds and the barrier. I say, let every Jericho wall standing on my way fall down. Hey, I take my breakthrough. I carry my children. I take my marriage. I take my son and my daughter. My helpers, they will not leave me. Oh Lord, my business will not crumble in the name of Jesus. My business will not pack up in the name of Jesus. Conspiracy against my marriage, against my productivity, against my business, in my workplace, I scatter them now like a clay pot. They will never gather again against me. Open your mouth and decree, for life and death, the Bible says, are in the power of the tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. Life and death, Kalib and Katalabai, they are in the power of the tongue. Life and death, Rakatabakatabakatai, I speak life now. Lebrenkete Zikatai, I choose blessing. Rakatabakatai Adabai, not curses, not defeat. Rembenkatabakatai, in Jesus' name we are praying. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. He says, I call heaven and earth to record this day. I call heaven and earth to witness what you are saying. Come on. I call heaven and earth to witness and record what you are saying against you. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Therefore, choose life. Come on. Heaven will record what you are choosing. If you are choosing life, there is a record in heaven. And life will become your portion. Life more abundantly. Overflowing life. He says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. What are you choosing? He says, I have set before you. Hey, I have set before someone today. I have set before your family life and death, blessing and curses. I advise you, choose life, Holy Ghost. Choose life that they both you and your seed may live. Choose life that you and your family may live. Choose life. It is life abundance. Open your mouth and say, I choose life. I choose blessing, not curses. Let everything out of order, out of alignment in my family, let it change now. Life now enter to every dead thing. Let there be life in my business. Let there be life to my health. Let there be life in my children. I choose life. I will live and not die. I choose blessing, not a curse. Heaven bear witness. Heaven record. This is what I have chosen. I choose life. I do not choose hardship. I'm not choosing defeat, oh Lord. I'm not choosing misery. I choose life. And life more abundant. I choose blessing.
I choose celebration. I choose healing. This is what my choice is. Let heaven record it. Let heaven give it to me and my seed. Let heaven give it to me and my children. Let heaven give it to me and my household. Let heaven give it to me and my family. The life of God. Good life. The choices. The blessings. This is what we choose. We choose it now. I decree now over you. Let life flow. Let there be life in your life. Let there be life in your house. Let there be life for your children. Let there be blessings and not curses. I decree and declare life now. Rebenda bosa, rebenda zobia, lebrenda zilaga, lebrenda dosila, rebenda kaya, rebenda desala. Life of God, life of God. Ebaranga dayada. He says, I tell the heavens, let them come and put a record against you, against your choice. What are your choices? He says, I advise you, choose life. I choose life. Rebenda dalada. Let there be good news. Let there be riches. Let there be glory. Let there be longevity. Let there be peace. Let there be blessings and not curses. Lambrandekayo. Lambrandegede. Labronkotosila. Regedegedegede. I choose it. Kabarandekahu. Embelegedegede. Abandakata. Lebronkotosa. Regedegede. Lebrankata lada. Lebrengedegede. Lebrengedesada. Rabankata sataya. In Jesus' name we are praying. Today we are going to be praying on several prayer topics, and I have shared to a few people who are going to lead us through those prayers. And I will begin to call them one by one. They will take those prayer points and we will pray alongside with them. Please do well to participate in today's prayer. Please do well to pray intensively. Do well to pray for your life, your family, your business. And all that concerns you, pray with all of your heart, because God answers the prayer of his people. God answers the cry of his people. God answers the decrees and the declarations of his people. The word of God will never fall to the ground. It will bear the fruit for the purpose which has been set in the name of Jesus. So I will call on Mrs. Amaka Ebisike to lead us in prayer. Please go ahead, woman of God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone. We thank for our children. Today we are
Children are the
heritage. And in Mark 10, yes. What tells us how he gets to give the children? So, we want to lift up our children
to you today on this special occasion. We thank you for our children, Lord. Yes, Lord. Rabba Katabaha. We worship you for our children. Thank you for the gift of life for our children. Rabba Katabaha. Yes, Lord. Rabba Katabaha. Yes, Lord.
Dear children, O God, King of glory, Lord, we say, blessed be your name, O God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, King of glory, bring our children before you this day, O God. Father, we ask for protection of all our children in any way they go, O God. Even as they go to school, go out, Father, you are their protector. We commit them into your hands, O God, King of glory. Father, protect our children. Father, Lord God Almighty, build your head round about our children. No evil shall come.
No evil will come to them.
Lord God Almighty,
no evil will come to our children. No evil,
Father, King of glory. Let us pray.
No evil will come to our children. No evil will wrap our cutters. Preserve our children. Keep our children. We commit them to your hands. Lord, today, not be in the day of the children's day. We ask for Jesus. Make a name for them. Make them ambassadors. We decree and declare our children will not fail in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare our children will not be taken away. We decree and declare the God of this age will not bind them. We decree and declare they will not die prematurely. We speak over the lives of our children. Lord, they will not be imprisoned. They will not be caged. They will not be maligned. The enemy will not snatch them. In the name of Jesus, no devourer will devour our children. They will not be devoured. In the name of Jesus, they will not lose their ground. They will not lose their footing. They will not lose their bearing. Rababababakatai. Rakatabakatai. Ekabababababai. Shekatabakatabai. Ekabarakatabai. Akabarakatabakatai. Nikatobasa. They will not mingle with the ungodly. They will not mingle with the wrong one. They will not mingle with the wrong crowd. They will not be lost, oh God. They will not die, oh God. They will not be poisoned, oh God. Wrong friends will not carry them. Frenemies will not carry them. They will not be wasted by the wasters. In the name of Jesus, wasters of life and destiny will not waste them. In the name of Jesus, wasters of life and destiny will not waste our children. We decree and declare our children will live a good, fruitful life. We decree and declare, Lord, that there are arrows in the quiver. Lord, they will attack the enemy. They will stand, oh God, at the gate. We speak about our children. They are a blessing, not a curse. In the name of Jesus, we will not weep over our children. We will not weep over our seed. We will not cry bitter tears over our children. In the name of Jesus, we will not cry bitter tears over our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, there will not be a source of pain. There are a source of joy. We decree and declare our children are a blessing. In the name of Jesus, our children are blessings. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, there are battle axes in your hand. You will use them, oh God, as end time agents, oh God. You will use them as end time warriors, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our children. Lord, we say, Lord, great shall be their peace. In the name of Jesus, strangers will not capture them. The voice of the enemy will not speak to them. We shut their ears from naysayers. We shut their ears from ungodliness. Oh Lord, they will not become thieves. They will not go into ungodliness, prostitution. Lord God mighty, they have no business with the occult. They will not fraternize with demonic places and demonic things, oh God. Lord, none of our children will become lesbians and homosexuals. In the name of Jesus, Lord, they will not be wicked. No witchcraft, oh God. We speak of our children. We decree and declare no homosexuality, no lesbianism. In the name of Jesus, Lord, no witchcraft. In the mighty name of Jesus, no sorcery. They will not dabble into ungodliness. In the name of Jesus, we speak over our children.
children, they succeed all the days of their lives. In the name of Jesus, our children succeed, oh God. They do well, Lord, in their education. Lord, they outpace others. We pray, Lord, for every child that is struggling. We pray, Lord, over every child struggling academically. Lord, we speak over their mind. We bring them over the covering of the Lord. Everything that is wrestling with their mind, we bind the devil. Their work, Lord, their education, Lord, will not go under. We decree and declare they become A students. We speak over them, Lord, that they will do outstandingly well in their school. They will focus on their books. In the name of Jesus, we come against every tormenting, distracting spirit. We come against every distracting spirit, every tormenting spirit, every strange power trying to remove their destiny, every stealer of destiny. Lord, their star will not be captured. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for a good mind, for discipline. There will be no sibling rivalry, no jealousy, no theft, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bring our children under the covering of the blood. We bring them under the covering of the blood. They are a touch not. They are for signs and wonder. We decree and declare our children, they are for signs and they are for wonder. They are for signs and they are for wonder. Mention the names of your children. Mention the names of the children around you. Open your mouth and say, my children, they are for signs and wonder. You are for sign and wonder, Aaron, Abigail, Kabila, Kataya, Angel, Aileme, Anna. You are for sign and wonder. Open your mouth and bless your children. They will not suddenly be sick and die. They are a blessing, not a curse. They will not suddenly fall sick and die. No arrow of darkness, no wicked plots and agenda will succeed against our children. The same issue, the same mistake, the same trouble of a parent, of an uncle, of a lineage will not continue with them. We say, Lord, they overcome the obstacle. They overcome every attack. They overcome every barrier. They overcome every challenge. Every anger spirit be broken. Poverty spirit be broken. In the name of Jesus, ungodly infidel spirit be broken. Unfaithfulness be broken. Lying spirit be broken. Theft spirit, we scatter you. Laziness, we scatter you. In the name of Jesus, it will not go over our children. It will not gain hold over our children. We lift our children now out of every hold of darkness, out of the god of this age, out of every distraction, out of every cage of the grip of darkness. We break them loose now. We say, let our children be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, anyone, Lord Jesus, oh, with any association of witchcraft, we decree now that we set that child free from every ungodly association. We break that child free from that ungodly association. No witchcraft in the name of Jesus. No witchcraft in the name of Jesus. No demonic adventuring in the name of Jesus. We redirect our children's step. We train them in the way of the Lord. They will not depart from the right way. They will not depart from the covering of the Lord. They will not depart from the fear of the Lord. Keep them within the ambit of your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep them within the ambit of your will. Let the fear of the Lord become the beginning of wisdom in their hearts. In the name of Jesus, let the love of God be shared abroad in their hearts. Oh Lord, we call our children from the north and the south and the east and the west. We say, Lord, let there be love reunited with fathers and children, with mothers and children. In the name of Jesus, let there be love reunited with father and children, with mother and children. In the name of Jesus, every strange god, every strange power, every strange control over the children be broken. In Jesus' name we are praying. Father, we thank you. We bless our children today. We decree and declare that none of our children will be failures. None of our children will fail. None of our children will die prematurely. None of our children will be wasted by the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today, Lord, they are covered. They excel. They speed up. They scale up. In the name of Jesus. Every bad character, every bad habit, it is. We end it today. We say it ceases today. It ends today. Let doors of opportunity be opened unto our children. Let favorable doors be opened unto our children. They will not struggle. They will not struggle in life. They will not beg for bread. In the name of Jesus, no evil will come to them. They will not be disfavored. In Jesus' name we are praying. Thank you very much, Mrs. Amaka Abisike. I'm going to also open the floor to Mrs. Shade. If you are here, please lead us in a prayer for family. Miss Shade, if you are here, please lead us. If not, let Sister Uyi continue. Sister Uyi, lead us in a prayer for the hangout and the evangelism we're going to have on Saturday.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We're going to start by thanking God. We'll thank God for our outing on Saturday. That is going to be a surprise.
Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Because you said in all things that we should give you thanks. So we thank you because we are going out to say in your word, in Mark 16 verse 15, that we should go out and preach the gospel to all generations. Go out and speak the gospel to every creature. Oh, as we go out according to your word. Now, Father, you go with us in the mighty name of Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, we are not going on our own. We are not going by ourselves because you have commanded it by your word. You have commanded it that we should go out and preach the gospel to every creature. That all as we go out on Saturday, that we talk all
let
your power, let your presence go with us in the mighty name of Jesus. That we ask that the presence will go before us, it will go beside us, it will be with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we keep on growing friendships. We thank you because we know that it's going to be a success. We thank you because we know that it's going to be a success.
Lord, let there be favorable weather on Saturday. Let the heart of those who have designed to come and encounter you, Lord, come. May we meet them, may we encounter them on Saturday. Lord, let their hearts be prepared, O God. Go before us, Lord, prepare the way. Go before us and prepare the way on Saturday. Lord, may we find favor. Where we go, Jesus, may the weather be favorable. Let there be testimonies. Let there be testimonies. Let there be healing and deliverances. In the name of Jesus, let there be healing and deliverances. Let there be breakthrough. Let there be open heavens and open doors. Lord, we take over every session, O God, that your will be done. We silence the voice of darkness. We bind the devil and his cohorts. We call the lost out, O God. We bring them into the saving knowledge of your grace. We call the lost out, the hurting, Lord, the depressed.
And you said that the soul is wise.
Yes, Lord. We are wise as
you win souls. That we should win souls unto you.
Yes, Lord.
We are not a fool. We are not a fool. So we are going there because we are women who are wise. We are women with wisdom. We are women full of wisdom. So we are going there, O God, to impart the wisdom they have put unto us. They have placed into them, God, to bring souls to you. Ah, you say every rejoice. To one soul that is convinced to you. This is one soul that he brought to you. Now that we know that we are going there. But I God, not one that we bring to you. We bring multiple souls to you. We bring multiple souls to you. That is what you gladdest on. You gladdest on the soul that are lost. You gladdest when God comes back to you. Father, you glad a soul is one. But I will say, oh God, you will make us for God to bring those sons to you. As you go out of that, you will make us for God to bring those sons to you. Let me God, let us thank you because it is wrong. Thank you because it is wrong. We thank God we know you are with us on this. We are not alone.
Yes,
we are not alone. We are not alone. We thank you because you are with us on this. In that name, nothing will separate us from your love. Nothing will separate us from your love. Nothing will separate us from your love. Ah, let me gather us here. Nothing will separate us from your love. In the name of Jesus, it is out of love and out of the gratitude of all the things you have done to us. We are going out to let them know that they have been so good to us. We are going out there to let them know what you have done for us. We are going out there as a testimony. We are going out there as a testimony because we will not go if you have not done anything for us. But we are going because we know that you have been so good to us. So we are going out. We are going out as a force to let them know how you have been so good to us. To let them know all that you have done for us. We are going there as a testimony to testify of our lives, of what you have done for us. To bring them to you. To let them know when they come to you, whatever they have been struggling to get, or they have been struggling to achieve, knowing you are the source of everything, that when they come to you, that you will come to them. So we draw near to you, we will draw near to us. We will make them know that when they come to you, there is answer in your name. There is answer with you. You hold the key to our world. You hold the key to our life. You hold the key to anything that we need in this world. So we are going there to let them know that the master is ready to receive them, that the master is ready to answer them, that the master is ready to heal their wounds, that the master is ready to answer their prayer. Father of God, we know that every man, every woman, every child that will hear your word on Saturday, that God, you will make them ready. Their heart will be ready to receive. Their soul ready to receive. Their spirit will in the name of Jesus. Now we will not struggle to speak. We will not struggle to speak because you have been so good to us. Father, I'm going there to testify of what you have done for us to them, oh God. So it will not be a hard thing to do because we have so many things to testify of. Because we have so many things to testify of. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Because our outreach is going to be a success. Our evangelism is going to be a success. In the name of Jesus. Now, no rain that they will stop us. Now, we commit the weather into your able hands. The weather will be favorable. In the name of Jesus, I commit everyone that will be going out that is your able. Sickness no hold us back. Finances no hold us back in the name of Jesus. All that we need to make this a success. All that we require to make this evangelism and outreach a success. What you have given unto us. You have given it unto us. We know that this is orchestrated by you. So therefore, we have gone before us to make every crooked way straighter. In the name of Jesus, that we give your saints, Halabosia. We cover our lives. The blood of Jesus, we're going to open your mouth and cover yourself by the blood of Jesus as you go out there that day. You are covered. We are all covered. Your kingdom, oh God, will increase in the name of Jesus. And your name alone will be praised in the name of Jesus. That we give you thanks. That we adore you. That we magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful platform. Thank you, Lord, for what you're using our sister, our daughter, our pastor, Peter, to do in this generation. But I will say it will not end here. It will not end small. It will not end here. It will not end small. That was started. This was the beginning. But it will end. It will end in praise. Ah, let's get there. We see ya, and we know that it is going to end in praise. The nation will be connected. Souls will be saved through this platform. Marriages will be delivered through this platform. We believe through this platform. As we have started it, oh God, it will end. now. It's not end small. It's not end small. It's not end small. This is the Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because someday you are your success. Someday you are your success. Thank you, because everyone will be sound. Everyone will be healthy, ready to go out, ready to bring souls, ready to bring them to you, ready to bring souls. In the name of Jesus, have every day of your reka ebrasta, reka ne reka ne of your raja nada, reka ne of your libre ne reka ne of your for the impossible. Equip us for this journey. For this journey. Equip us for this journey. Holy Spirit divine, take your place. Take your place in our lives, oh God. So that we will not make mess for ourselves. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, be with us. Be with us. Go with us. Go with us. Go beside us. Go before us. In the name of Jesus. Now we give us friends. Now we adore you. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus, mighty name we have prayed.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Sister Uyi. Thank you so much. The Bible says to us in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. It says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. The purpose of Jesus coming here on earth is that he should seek those that are lost. He came to seek those that are hurting. Those who are lost, those who are hurting, those who are dejected, those who are hopeless, the essence of Jesus coming to earth is to seek them out. And he has given to us the mandate to seek the hurting, the broken. The same way you are on this platform enjoying and receiving refreshing to your soul, I can assure you somebody else is looking for a place where they can also be encouraged and empowered. Somebody is looking for a place where they can find hope and wipe their tears. Somebody is looking for sisterhood. Someone is lost, looking for a bond of friendship and fellowship. The essence is that we go out and seek the lost. The lost woman who is about to commit suicide. The lost woman who is bound with alcohol and in drugs. I'm telling you the truth. There is a woman who is bound to sleeping around lesbianism and doing all kinds of things for survival, but we are going out with the message of hope to restore and to encourage her. There is a one that he has promised to give you a glorious tomorrow. That is the purpose. I am encouraging as many of us who are available. Please don't turn down this opportunity. I don't know if for a long time you have evangelized, but this is an opportunity because it will be recorded and accorded to you in heaven. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What will count for you that will be accrued to your name in heaven, that will give you mansions and increase and luxury, is the soul that was won by you? Please step out with boldness. Step out with joy and come and make a benchmark and touch one life, even if it's just one. You'll be saving somebody that you don't even know the depth of how lost that soul is. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we take up the responsibility come Saturday with joy in our hearts. We step out in faith that you will use us. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and say, Father, use me to touch a lost soul. Use me to speak life to someone. Use me to speak joy to someone. Let me be a source of encouragement to someone. In the name of Jesus, the many I have listened, the many things you have heard, you have what to say to someone. You can tell them, oh, Jesus loves you. You are loved. For the days and the weeks and the months you have been on this platform, the many things you have heard that has given you joy. It is enough message. You, with your own mouth, can minister to someone else. Say, Father, I make myself available come Saturday. Lord, may I not be found wanting. May I not be outside. May it be added to me, Lord. May it be added to me, Lord. I choose to win a soul. I seek a lost soul. I bring them to the saving knowledge of grace. I receive grace to pray. I receive grace to speak. I receive grace to minister to someone in the the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the distracting spirit. I bind the spirit of the enemy that want to take you away from this laudable and good assignment and task the Lord has given to us. May you be present come Saturday. May you do your part and let heaven water the seed you will sow by the seed of word. In the name of Jesus, you can only just come and hold the hand of somebody and say, I encourage you, you will live and not die. That is a message of hope. May the Lord find you come on Saturday. May you come with expectation. May you come with excitement. No distraction. No enemy derailing you. In the name of Jesus, we speak over Saturday. We decree the heavens be open. Saturday is blessed. It will be excellent. Bigger and better than our organization and preparation. Bigger and better than our expectation. Father, take over. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, come Saturday. Father, take over. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, take over. Rakata balinka talabankatai. Seek and save the lost. Bring the hurtings, oh God. May we meet them on the way. Lord, may we encounter the sick. May we encounter the lost. May we encounter the confused. May we encounter the bound. Infirmity struck, Lord. May we break the holds and chains of darkness. Father, set us forth. We avail ourselves. We say, here we are, Lord. Use us, Lord. Here we are, Lord. Set us out, Lord, for your own good, for your own pleasure. In the name of Jesus, we receive grace. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. I'm going to give the floor to an evangelist blessed amongst us. Woman of God, I would like for you to pray for family finances and breakthrough. That the Lord will cause us to prosper as he has said. Let there be family breakthrough. Let there be family lifting. Let hands carry their evidences in the name of Jesus. Let there be financial releases. Woman of God, over to you as you take the floor.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. Father, we give you all the praise. Indeed, you're a mighty God. Father, one of God, I celebrate you. Thank you for the opportunity, ma. Father, Lord, we thank you. Father, I lift our families before you. In Deuteronomy 18, the Bible said that I am the Lord that giveth thee power to make wealth. So wherever you are, I want you to open your mouth and say, Father, endow me with the power to make wealth. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Father, endow me with the power to make new ideas. Give me new ideas. Give me unique ideas to make wealth. Give me the power to make wealth. Rakata bakata bakatai. Give me the power to make wealth. Rakato bakata bai. Give me the power to make wealth. Rakata bakatai. Lord, endow me with the power to make wealth. Witty inventions and ideas. Lakabarakatai. Give my husband the power to make wealth. Let my family be given the power to make wealth. Endow us with the insights to wealth. Rakato bakatai. Eka papa papa papa. Rakata bakatai. Eke lebeketekete. Ele beketekete. Ele beketekete. Rakata bakatash. Barokoto bai. Barokotos. Libakata yes. Rakata bakatai. In the name of Jesus. Rakata yes Lord. Open doors. open doors. Oh yes, let the favor of God come upon us. Let the oil of wealth come upon us. Amen.
We come by the fire and the thunder and the brimstone of God to pull down every walls of partition between us and our every stone of obstacle, we roll you away. Every barrier, we break you to pieces. Everything, oh
Lord,
resisting breakthrough, resisting all those, resisting such a promotion next level in our life today.
Amen. Zabrakata baha. Zabrakata sikete.
Let the wind of change blow.
In the name of Jesus. Rabababababababababababa. Reketeketeketekete. Esalabrakatabakabakatai. Librokotosakata. Amen. Thank you very much, woman of God. We appreciate you. Thank you for that blessing. The Bible says to us in Genesis chapter 30, verse 43. He says, and the man increased greatly, exceedingly, and had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camels and asses. One man, just one man, increased, prosper exceedingly, greatly. He had much cattle. It is not out of order that you have abundance. Did you hear me? It is not out of place that you have surplus. If one man can increase greatly, exceedingly, having much cattle, look at, he also had handmade servants. Maid servants, he had them much. Men servants, maid servants, female servants, men servants, he had them so much. Even camels and asses. One man, he did not have one or two. I can tell you for a fact, God wants you to have abundance of wealth and life. He wants you to have surplus of everything. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. God is not happy that you have leaking pockets and dry hands. God is not happy that your business has come to stagnation and a standstill. It is an aberration. He says that one man was greatly blessed and he increased. And the man increased. You are going to cry out to the God of increase. You will cry out to the God of breakthrough. The God who gives overflowing blessing. That you will greatly increase exceedingly in the name of Jesus. That you will have much more in your bank account. Much more in your business. Let there be increase on all sides. Open your mouth and begin to say, my Father, my God,
Lord, let there be increase on all sides. Cause me to increase. Let me increase exceedingly. Let me increase greatly. Let my hands prosper. Let my family prosper. Let my business prosper. Let there be breakthrough in my camp. Let there be shout of joy for me. Bless my family. Bring us out of poverty. Enough of begging. Enough of toiling. Enough of laboring. Oh Lord, cause us to have increase, overflowing increase, exceeding greatness in the name of Jesus. The man increased exceedingly and alikatai and had much more and had much cattle and had much maid servants and had much men servants and had cattle and asses and camels. Lord, let this be my portion. Let every form of my life experience increase. Let my family have increase. May we increase exceedingly. May we have much more. Open your mouth and say, all round increase. Let there be all round increase. In health increase. In finances increase. In business increase. In property and possession increase. Let there be all round increase. We pray now. No one will be empty. No one of us will be dry. No hand will be empty. No hand will be dry. No poverty will be your portion. We decree and declare, Lord, let such old news fade away. We declare now the good news of prosperity, the blessing that maketh rich and adds no sorrow. Let it take over us now. Oh Lord, cause our businesses to come back alive. Every stagnant business, like a stagnant water, begin to flow, begin to flow, begin to flow. I command dead businesses flow in the name of Jesus. You are doing nothing now in the name of Jesus. Begin to do something. I speak over your hand. Receive increase. I blow into your hands. Receive increase in the name of Jesus. The Lord cause your hands now to be blessed. Let you be blessed. Your family, place your family's name on the altar. I speak now, increase in your family. Let there be increase in your family. Lay the name of your family on the altar. Begin to say, let there be increase. Lay the family name on the altar. I cry out for increase. Greatly increase. Let your family break through. Let your family break out of poverty now. Break out of poverty now. Rekete kapalada. Rekete kapalada. Rekete kapalada. Rakapalondo sulaba. Rekete bengadaya. I bring your family out of backwardness. La bankata ligada. Robondo kotolai. Family increase. Abaranga daya dai. Lembrankatai. The James family increase on all sides. Now in the name of Jesus, let the James family increase on all sides. The Ikwechukwu family increase on all sides. Rankatalabo. Ikwechukwu family increase on all sides. In the name of Jesus, no more drought, no more backwardness. Greatly increase. Increase exceedingly. Increase now. Oh, Kabarankatai. Let your doors and gates increase. Let your doors and gates multiply. They affect my family. Increase now. Legede begede begede. Rakatakatakatai. Embelagadai. Greatly increase. Greatly prosper. Hamakila dayadai. Let much more become your portion. Yeah. No more smallness. Open your mouth and say from now on, much more is my portion. Much more is the portion of my family. Abundance is our portion. This now is what we handle. This is what we have. This is what we live by. Much more. rekete la bakatai, much more, rekete kataladai, rekete katalabai, rambankeli kalai ha. Oh Lord, we pray ha, let there be increase, exceeding increase, oh kabalanda katai, exceeding prosperity, rambankata katai, breakthrough on every side, breakthrough now, break open the door, come out on the other side, come out on the glorious side, come out on the winning side, come out on prosperity side, come out on victory avenue, come out on blessing avenue, come out from poverty, come out of drought and lack, come out of begging and crying, come out of failure, in the name of Jesus, I jack your family out of failure, I bring your family out of near success syndrome, I bring your family out of backwardness, I bring your family out of failure, Aboma family come out, Ikalanda Katalada by the Wilson Onachuku family come out, Enkalikatai, the Bulus family come out, Reketekataladai, Imbelika Bolandisiliatai, Regedekede, oh Lord, let every family come out now, enter into abundance, enter into much more, carry your testimonies, in the name of Jesus, let the Lord cause you now to increase exceedingly. Let the Lord cause it to come now. Much more in cattle, much more in camels, much more in asses, much more in maid servants, much more in men servants, much more in akaliga ladobai, robondo kotoi, regedegede, abalagadai. The Ayose family, chima increase, reketekete, come out of brokenness, come out of suffering, come out of backwardness. We say now, let there be increase to the Egbo family. The Egbo family increase now. Legebegedaya, legebegedaya, lebegeda sulabai, regedegedai. The man increase exceedingly. You will increase exceedingly. The man increase exceedingly and had much more in cattle, in men servants, in maid servants, in camels, in asses, increase all round. In the name of Jesus, let there be all round victory, all round restoration, all round breakthrough, all round possession, all round multiplication. Lifted now out of failure, be lifted out into honor and glory. It is your portion. Take it now. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Open your mouth and begin to appreciate the Lord and thank Him for your blessing. Thank Him for your lifting. Thank Him for wiping your tears away. Thank Him for remembering your family. Thank Him for your children, their breakthrough, their lifting, their health. Thank Him for their sound mind. Thank the Lord for victory. Thank the Lord for helping you. Thank the Lord for your salvation. Thank the Lord for remembering your case. Thank the Lord for your business. No more stagnation. Thank the Lord for your health. You have been restored. You have been helped by the Lord. Thank the Lord for victory. Thank the Lord for victory. I am victorious. Give the Lord all the praise. Give the Lord all your shout. Thank Him for His working things out in your favor. He's overturning it. He's overturning it until it comes to whose right it is. And He gives it to you. Take your portion. Take your right. Take it now. Goodness is for you. Favor is for you. Abundance is for you. Life is for you. Long life is for you. Blessing and not curses are for you. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for victory. We thank you for what you have done. Oh, we return back praise to you. Thank you, Lord, for our children. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our businesses, for our ministries, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for our health. Thank you, Lord, for our careers, for our spouses. Thank you, Lord, for all you are doing. You are in our charge. You are in charge. You are in charge. You are involved in it all. You are in charge. We give you praise. Blessed be your name. We thank you, Father. We worship you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Thank you everybody for joining in and for those who led the prayers. Thank you so very much. The Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus. I'm so excited because I know God is doing mighty things in our midst. On Saturday, I can't wait to see as many of us who will be available. Please, I crave you and I beg you, please, let's try to come so we can evangelize and hang out.
Please don't say I cannot. Even if you think you don't know what to say, you will be shocked how the Lord will use your mouth. When you avail yourself, God will use you. Please come on Saturday. Don't say I don't have the t-shirt, I've not paid, that's why I cannot come. Please come. Whether you can pay for the t-shirt or not, please do well to come. Please come. I beg you, if you are in town, try and clear your schedule and come. And let's spend just a few hours together in the presence of the Lord physically. I look forward to seeing you by 3. And if you can come earlier than 3, why not? Please do what's come earlier than 3. I try to make my best to be there before 3 on the dot. But we start 3 on the dot and finish up, because there is a time for the garden, the park, to close. By 6, they begin to put their water sprinklers. So please, let's try and be there so we can enjoy our time together in the presence of the Lord. I look forward to seeing you come on Saturday by 3 p.m. Invite a friend and come to bless somebody. Let's share together. Let's break bread together. Bring something to share with others. So I look forward to having you come on Saturday. Bye-bye for now. I love you all. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.